Sunday night, Mishnah Berurah. Beryl, thank you. Beryl, are you staying? Today's a very important shiur. I should have advertised it. We're going to go backwards today.
I wouldn't have been able to get it because I don't have any
help. We're going backwards today.
Wish we had a guy go around the neighborhood with a car with
a house. We should. We're going backwards today. Hear me. You have to join the shiur today. You're going
to
regret it. Today we're going to learn. Sit down. You're going to learn how to bow down during Shemone Esrei. You don't know how to bow down. You're doing it all wrong.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Too late. So we're going to go back. We're not going to continue. We're going to go back. And we're going to learn Siv Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zion of Kuf Yud Gimel. Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zion of Kuf Yud Gimel. Hamispal Tzorech Sheyikra Achi Yispakiku Kol Chul Yishem B'Shedro. So there's a Gemara in Brachas. There's a Gemara in Brachas of Chav Chesem and Beis. So he has to bow down. He has to bend over until that we learn the vertebrae pop out. Until he runs his finger over his spine. That's really have some life that it. You have to bow down until the point where you feel the bumps in your back. You can't just go like that. There's no bumps yet. You have to go down to the point where they pop up.
Somebody else.
You're wrong. Well, that's not the point.
Okay.
Below Yichra be'emtza mosnov v'rosho yishar zokov. And he shouldn't just bow down. Elagam rosho yokov ka'admo. Now that's really, we skipped it over. I didn't make a point of this. It's really a very important din. Means it's elagam rosha yokuf ka'admon, means you can't just go like this. You have to also go like that. That's what it means. Gam rosha yokuf ka'admon, you bow, we'll see later, you bow at Baruch, then you go down, but then you have to bend your head also. You can't keep your head like this. Gam rosha yokuf ka'admon means you go like that. So you're bowing the head also. And that's also based on the Gemara.
Everybody should be here.
Everybody should be here. So first of all, you have to go down low enough that the vertebrae and the spine pop up. Ula Omar Kadesh. It's really, this is based on Ula. Ula Omar Kadesh Yire. Alright. There's no time to go through the Gemara, so the Rashi is there. Let's just do Siddha. So again, Dalit is V'layichah b'emtza most of Yoshi Yisar Zokot. No, so at first I thought it doesn't mean that you can't go like this and leave your head Zokot like this. No one's going to do that. Even if you just go like that, your Rosho is not Yokov, you have to bend. You know, Yokov Kagra means there has to be a bend at the end of the stick. It's like a stick, and then there's a hook at the end. So the head has to bend over. So besides going like this, you have to go like that. So that's Siv Dalid. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah explains what Yispakaku means. Oh, the Rambam's Lashon is. Rambam's Lashon is Yasa Atzmo Kekeshes. Kekeshes, like a bow. It's like curves around, right? It's not just. That's the way the Rambam expresses that idea, is by saying Yasa Atzmo Kekeshes. Now, the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis says in Brachas, says Shu Korea Korea Baruch Shu Zoke Zoke Peshem. Oh, Rav Sheshes Kikara Korah Kechizra. So, no. That's the second. Because who zokif zokif kechivya? That you first do the head and then the guf. In other words, when you come up, you first lift up your head. You don't have to do it as slowly as I'm doing it. You can do it in one smooth movement. But the point is, you first lift up your head. So lo yira lo kamasu. It shouldn't look like the bowing down is a burden, and you just want to like be done with it. You only come up with the head, then the body, and then you unbend the knees. And that's all before you say Hashem's name. When you're saying Hashem's name, you should be fully erect already. If you actually do this, you'll see what it does is it slows you up considerably, which is not such a bad thing. But it slows you up.
Gives you the chance to think about Hashem's name.
I would say most people say Hashem's name as they unbend and they arise, because they're in a rush and they don't have time. But in halacha you have to unbend before you say Hashem's name, because you're not supposed to be doing anything when you say Hashem's name, because you're concentrating on what Hashem's name means. Also, this whole way of bowing slows you up considerably. So the Rav Hai's pshat in Kechizra, Tosfos brings it down. Lo sagi b'kriya levad v'rosho zokuf elaboi nami sheyokuf rosho. Because that's what Rav Hai learns in this Gemara. So that's really the makor. Where did the Shulchan Aruch get this from? Elagam rosho yokuf ta'agmon. Where did he get it from? Which Gemara is that in? So that's, yeah, it's a Rashi, but it's Rav Hai's pshat in the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. Yikara kara kechizra. See, Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns, you're too late. you might as well come chaperon a little now with me. I'll give you a live demonstration later, private. Special for fathers of new baby girls. Okay. V'lo yishe kol kach, let's go on to Sifhei. See, now it's even more v'lo yishe kol kach achia pith k'neged choger shom mechassayim. So now it's not just, see, till now we really didn't go into it. That's why I'm going back. It's not just a question of bowing down like this much. It's like this, bowing your head, like, you know, you go in. That's what it means. By me, it's not Megeya, Baruch Hashem, but
chiropractic.
By other people. In other words, he shouldn't bend his head towards his body. He shouldn't bend his head overly towards his body. Connected Choger Shul Mechnasayim. I think if you
want to hedge with your belt, I don't think you're not overly doing it if you go down to your belt. That's around your Spakut Kol Kol Yishuv Hachedra. I don't know if you do less than that if it'll be your Spakut Kol Kol Yishuv Hachedra. It's around here that it's a Spakut Kol. Like this.
Not to bend the head overly. The Muzokin of Chaylev and Yochalishkos Achis Pakiku, even Shehirkil Rosho Dayo. But sometimes what kids do, or even adults do that, you know, they just give a poop. You know, like that. That's Hirkin Rosho. Miacha Shenika Shukhafis Lachroya Elishim Tsar Atzmo. So that's the Zokin. Okay. Kishu Korea Yichra Bemehirus Bepamachas. That's, you see, it's interesting. Because if the okay, this is like really something to delve into a little. Because the Gemara in Yud Bey is Kikora Kora Kechizra. So Rav Hai's Pshat in Kechizra is the Yok of Rosho Ka'agmon. Rashi's Pshat is B'mehirus B'pah Machas. So it's like he's what's called Mizakesh Torah Lebei Trey. Because L'chayra, the only Makor of Yok of Agmon is Rav Hai's Pshat in Kechizra as a Makor. In the Gemara, Shukareya, Yechrab Amiyuk Mamachas. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says you bow your knees at Baruch. That really doesn't say that in Pesach anywhere. That's in the, what's it called? That's in Mogen Avraham. It's Shu Korea Yichra B'mehirus. So the Mishnah Berurah says that by Baruch Yichra B'Birkov. That's where it comes from, what we do. Ukshomer ato yishche achiyaspakaku halchulius, which includes bowing the head. But he should do that the mehirus, the basachas. So when I was younger, I used to do it better. Now I got older. In other words, the mehirus, the basachas, really going like this. Really, like one fluid motion going through. Then when you get up, you're supposed to go like that. That's what this one says. Shukareya zokev benachas. Rosho tchilo. First the head goes up. Vachakach gufo. And then the guf. I guess the unbending of the knees is going to happen memela as you lift up your guf. You will unbend your knees as you lift up your guf. The body, and as you lift up the body, the knees, I guess, not necessarily, but you unbend the knees. Shekhanov doesn't talk about unbending the knees because he never talks about bending the knees. That's in the Mishnah Berurah. That's a Mogen Avraham.
What is this thing about nachash?
That's, you're going to have that when we learn by Modin. Remember Modin. So again, so that's Sivvav. And so Zion says, Korea, Korea, Zokev, Zokev, Hashem. It's amazing how unclear it is, the Zokev Hashem business. The only place we found it explicitly is in, I think it's a Shulchan Aruch. That at the time you mention Hashem's name, you should be already fully erect. In the Gemara, Mipneishmi Nichasu, it's like unclear. It's unclear exactly when you unbend. There are, I thought I would go into it more, but I see I'm not going to. The steers between the Zohar and Nigla, exactly how to bend. Now by modem, there's the issue. We do modem without bending the knees. But that's not pashut. He says Shioma Modim Yichre v'yishtachabe. Is it Sif Beis? Shomer ato yishche b'mehiros b'pamachas at shiyispakeku kol chul yishe b'shedro. The b'mehiros does not include, you know, baruch ato. You don't have to show your baruch. The b'mehiros starts with the ato. In other words, you bend the body b'mehiros. Shomer ato yichra b'birkov. Shomer baruch yichra b'birkov. Uchshomer ato yishche b'mehiros b'pamachas. So what's the mehiros? Push it, go down quickly and bend the head also quickly. Go down with the body and the head quickly. B'lichra b'gufo version here. So that's part of the shchia. And when you get up, Yiskov benachas, Zotiel of Kamasui. But he says Rosh Otchila. The Chayon doesn't say that. That's the Shulchan Aruch says. Rosh Otchila v'achakach gufo. That's part of the benachas also. Not just are you coming up slowly, but you went down in one motion, the body and the head. But you bent them both together, basically. When you come up, you unbend the head and then unbend the body. And you come up, and you come up slowly. So there's two fulfillments of benachas, of sivvav. One is the head first, rosh v'tchila. Maybe that's all it means. Yichyeh b'mehiras b'machas means body and head. Body and head. No, from the Chayyadim, it's not mashal like that, because he just says, Yishka b'mehiras b'machas, actually it's back to called Chul Yishka b'shevra. And then he says, V'lo yichyeh b'gufa v'roshan yishka zokuf, v'lo yokuf gam rosho. So I'd say this two fulfillments. So there's been the heroes and that, and then when you go again, Shikron the beer for Baruch, and then Agda goes down, actually Spakuku, and then you bend the head. That's it once for Baruch. Then when you come up, you do the head first, and then you lift the body and unbend the knees, and you do that slowly. Okay.
Why are you saying Agda?
L'chayra, because. No.
No. Why? When you finish saying Atah,
you come up before you say Hashem. In other words, you're coming up. You're not saying anything. When you come up, you're not saying anything. You're supposed to be fully erect when you say Hashem's name already. So you come up and then you say Hashem's name. How does that bring out Hashem's Zokef Kefufim? I don't get. But that's clear. I mean, it's clear in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and it seems that way from all over. That you come up before you sit, you're not doing anything. Go real chad
to. And
by modim, we don't bend our knees. There are sheikhs that you bend your knees also. But we don't. I mean, at least that's my understanding of them. People don't. What? No, it says here you don't. It says here you don't.
You also stand.
But you get up before you say Hashem's name. Modim anachnu loch shvat tohu, and then you get up. And then you say Hashem. What?
No, you don't get up while you're saying.
That I don't know. I don't know. The hakpada is to get up before you say Hashem's name. Okay. I'm not going to start looking. There's a sugya to go through with the Rashba. It's really a gishmak sugya. One Gemara is on the Yud Beis and Brachas. One Gemara is on the Chav Ches. You only get the full picture of how to bow when you go through both Gemaras. And the famous Gemara about the snake in Modim is in Bava Kama. So you really have to learn all three Gemaras together. You get the full picture of bending down. Okay, we're in the middle of Masha Baruch. I don't know where we're up to now. Siv Gimel, I think we're up to. We'll read over Siv Aleph and Beis. Maschilim Leim Bebrach Hashniya Masha Baruch Morin Hageshem. You guys are Olim, and Eretzel, they say Hageshem. Even the literature say again. Even the non-Gronings. We are all Gronings. I don't know if I should. Should I pass it? They have to say Hageshem here and there. It's a the minig is pretty much is to say Hageshem. Okay. The Tfilos Musaf Shal Yom Tov Achmat Shal Chag. In Poiskin, the Tfilos Musaf Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. So we saw why not by Meiriv. Also, the Haskim Mageshim Ashiachos Ashliach Tzibur. I see the Mishnah Berurah. It's on a Lomar. You know, there's a din Chazal established that it has to be announced. In order to make sure everybody's saying it uniformly, so it has to be announced in Shul. So, Afilu Atzibur Shem is following Tzibur. So, in Eretz Israel, you don't have a problem. Because they say it before Shmon Esrei. They say the Tefillah Geshem and the Tefillah Stal before Shmon Esrei. So that's the announcement. The Tefillah is the announcement. So the way they do it in Eretz Yisrael, there's no, you don't worry about announcing it. But he's talking not according to that minute. Afilu atzibishem is following silos musav asurim lahasker geshem im lo hishpes ashliach tzibur o hasham bishpeidem atfilu moishem aforish haramar chen ashliach tzibur gam ken liyasker akashim is following b'kol ram, because he in effect is, unless it's announced, avlo b'tfilu sal nachar kimish lo hichuz b'koidem b'tfilu. He was not allowed to do it. First of all, he's saying words of Shmon Esrei out loud, but more importantly, he's saying it Shalom Kedin, because it wasn't announced. But they could use his ignorance, maybe. You always have the guys that do it. You know? I don't know where you daven. When you daven with older people, that they enjoy. Anyway, so Mishabura says it works, even though it's not an announcement. It's their own Shmona Esrei, and they have no business saying it loud. But it works as an announcement for other people, and whoever hears them can say Mashruach in their Shmona Esrei if they're not up to there yet.
Even though they shouldn't have been saying that.
Yeah. I wonder if you passed it already, but you probably don't have to go back.
You're in the second
bracha, right? So you're in the middle of Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. Normally, if you would be supposed to say Mashruach, and you remember that you forgot, you would go back until you say Baruch Hashem Chaya Mason. But I doubt they have to go back. If the guy that yelled it out loud yelled it out when the guy was in the middle already of the next bruch, I'm sure he doesn't have to go back. Ken Kozov Chaya Yodom. Oh, Venir Ali, Nimlo Zocher Geshe B'Tfilo Zu, if you ignored what the guy did, you don't have to say Shmona Esrei over again. The Eish Poskim Shesovrim, the Hachroza Lo Mikri, Elo Imkein Huchras Koydim Atvila, only before Davening. Or the Shliach Siva said Chazoras Hashatz. The Chayodim Lo Koma Rakshimutorim Lahazgir, Avalo Shechayodim. Wow, he's taking this seriously. You might have to say Shmona Esrei over again. Kamashmon, you don't. If you ignore this wrongful announcement by the guy davening, it's okay. You do not have to say Shmona Esrei over again. Okay. Anybody have a car? I don't know. Late now.
Yeah.
What? Can you take me to the shir? I don't want to be late.
I'll
take it.
I don't want to ask you in the car.
Yes, those three things.
That's what I can do, right?
Yes. What's your minute? Do you say, you don't say Yularotzen always, or first Yularotzen?
A lot of times, isn't it better practice to do that?
Wait. First let's go. I don't want to be late.
I'm better.
We're going to be late.
How many times do you say Yularotzen?
You say it twice or once?
No, I mean, sometimes
in your normal person without any pressure,
say it only once.
So the truth is,
but if I see,
we pass the mic to Ramon, that you could.
And if I do say it, I can't say everything?
No.
good coffee clutch.
We had kids and we were in bed. We had like four or five kids and up like that. He's one.
This is tonight.
Yeah.